Featherleg stretches long and wide, encircled by trees that touch the sky. A haven for birds of all size and shape, where many arrive, but some never escape. On the shore lived one curious small bird. He wasn't a dodo, but believed all he heard. So when told he shouldn't bother trying to fly, he spent the rest of his days asking why. One common reply from both foes and friends was, "You started on ground, and that's where you'll end. For the fortunate birds, born in nests way up high, when flying's expected, you don't try. You just fly." So Bird said, "Why were these birds born to be free, to soar to the clouds past the highest tree, while he and his friends stood stuck on land and spent all their days trudging through sand? As others flew by, they always looked down at he and his friends attached to the ground. They tweeted and chirped of their disgrace. For birds not to fly was such a great waste. It was a waste, they'd say, of God-given wings, to not be one with much higher things. And while all of his friends were simple bird brains, he learned one day why they never complained." His friend the ostrich, with his head in the sand, said, "Not knowing much, least I know where I stand." His friend the chicken said, "I one time dared, but didn't get far, as I was just scared." Turkey said, "I always thought I was cursed, but after people count blessings, to me that'd be worse." Peacock said, "But who would I be, if flying would keep those from looking at me?" Bird said, "So I guess it's just me who wonders why, that we're the few birds who can't seem to fly. Trapped on this lake, bound by this shore, watching the others see so much more. Who are these birds that fly by every day, to soar so high in that effortless way, laughing at us with their coos and their caws, looking down upon us as they pity our flaws? Why can't we fly as free as the eagle, or streak the sky white like the dove or the seagull? Even the geese, who are annoying to most, fly right on by with a honk as they boast. The sparrows, they taunt with their songs in the sky, while the vultures, they hover, just standing by. The hummingbirds buzz with their nose in the air. Does that seem right? Is that really fair?" Chicken said, "I don't like to cry foul. If you want an answer, then ask the wise owl. He's a big bird and flies and sees round. He may have the answers you've not yet found." Later that night, the owl quietly appeared, perched on a branch before the dawn neared.
"Who had a question that I heard from afar? Who talks about others and asks why they are?"
"'Tis me, sir, I question, with all due respect, for your keen eyes and rotating neck. But as a wise bird who owns the night sky, how is it that you learned how to fly?"
"Birds don't have ears, or so it appears. So I've never been one to believe all he hears. So late one night, before rooster could crow, I leapt from that branch to the lake down below. When I saw my reflection as clear as can be, I spread my wings that had merely draped me, and I felt the night air push up on my chest, and then soon realized I was not like the rest. I silently soared through the star-filled sky, and never again asked why, oh why. In the quiet that night, I lived my dreams, knowing nothing has to remain as it seems. If you can't fly, it means you don't try, embarrassed to fail because you're so shy. But in the darkest of night, when no one's in sight, nothing can keep you from trying to take flight." The bird glanced at the branch that the owl spoke of. It was across the lake, hanging way high above. So while everyone slept, he decided he'd try to see his reflection and learn how to fly. But first, how would he cross this great lake? What would he need, and what would it take? The owl sat silently and pondered this question, and then quickly made a simple suggestion. From what I've heard, you probably can't float. So I would suggest you build a small boat, and then attach a mighty big sail, and hope that the wind starts to whip and to wail. The little bird was very disappointed, thinking, how did this bird ever get anointed? As the sharpest and wisest of all of the birds? That was the silliest suggestion he had ever heard. The owl laughed at the disappointed little bird, knowing he hung on his every word. He said,
"You know, just because others say what they say, doesn't mean you have to make it your way. But let me tell you, if you really want to go, one thing about birds that I've come to know. Some birds listen, and some just squawk, and some birds fly, and some just walk. For there's a slight chance that atop of that tree, you will see all there is to see. But once you are done looking all around, you may just find you want to stay on the ground. You choose to be that unfortunate bird, bound by the things that you've always heard. But who is to say that the birds that you see don't look down on you with longing envy? You only hear what you want to hear by asking the questions that feed your fear. Always asking why allows you to be taught. But learning to fly is asking why not. Always within you is a tremendous wealth of all the things you don't see in yourself. But if you still need someone to say you're in luck, then I'll be the first to say, you're a duck.